Nolte, Donald Trump cuts interview short with far-left NPR. By John Nolte on January 12, 2022. We'll get to, why the hell is Donald Trump talking to NPR? In a bit, but according to far-left NPR, Trump had agreed to a 15-minute interview and abruptly put an end to it after 9 minutes. Like the rest of the lying media, NPR wants to pretend the 2020 presidential election was the fairest in the history of presidential elections. Trump, of course, believes he was cheated by Democrats, specifically in the swing states of Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Arizona. So after talking about the China flu vaccines and fascist mandates, Trump is pro-vaccine and anti-mandate. NPR grinded Trump over the results of the 2020 election for 7 minutes with a lot of gotcha questions that were specifically designed to provoke rather than illuminate. In its own write-up of the interview, the welfare queens at NPR showed us how unserious they are with several falsehoods. Trump's mixed messages on getting vaccinated reads one bolded sub-headline. Well, there's nothing mixed at all about being pro-vaccine and against fascist mandates. But NPR is a propaganda outlet. Trump's firm grip on the Republican Party, but tenuous grasp on reality reads the next bolded subhead, and here's a taste of how it went. When Trump was pressed, it was excuse after excuse. It was too early to claim fraud, his attorney was no good, things just seemed suspicious. But it all comes back to the same place, he has no evidence of widespread fraud that caused him to lose the election. The tone of the interview changed. Trump then hurried off the phone as he was starting to be asked about the attack on the Capitol, inspired by election lies. That final sentence is also a lie. NPR wants you to believe that Trump hung up after NPR asked about the mostly peaceful vote fraud protest on January 6. But if you listen to the actual interview, Trump said goodbye and hung up well before the interviewer brought up January 6. As far as 2020 vote fraud goes, there is no doubt in my mind there was fraud. The fact that you had Democrat swing state governors and Democrat secretaries of state changing the voting rules is a blatant violation of the U.S. Constitution. Only state legislators can change the rules, and that's not what happened in 2020. Additionally, God only knows how many fraudulent votes got through because the standards were dumbed down on verifying mail-in ballots. Was there enough fraud to change the outcome of the election? I have no idea. No one knows, including NPR. But no one in the establishment media wants to know. So they just scream liar at anyone who wants to know. But why would Trump submit himself to NPR like this? It makes as much sense as Joe Biden or Kamala Harris agreeing to appear on conservative talk radio. In other words, all you can do is hurt yourself. There is no upside for any Republican, unless you're a sellout like Mitt Romney or Liz Cheney, to appear on a taxpayer-funded propaganda outlet like NPR. Trump's apparent desire to win over the corporate media is really something, a flaw that constantly undermines and distracts from his message. Today, the story is Trump hanging up on NPR instead of whatever his message was. Worse, though, is that Trump is supposed to be the tip of the spear in the war against fake news, and he continues to legitimize fake news by doing business with fake news. It just makes no sense, and I wish he would stop it. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.